Time for our Friday morning visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, we've got a crop report out of the way with yesterday, and again, started out bullish, but ended up the day lower, so it must have been figured already into the markets the way it looks, huh?
Kind of interesting watching that. Yes, it did, and the commentary that I got partway into the trading session was that initially the traders viewed that report as bullish, but after they had a chance to study it and look at it, they decided it was neutral, And so the market went down.
Well, now with harvest about wrapping up here, one thing I'm not seeing is the big piles of corn that we had last year.
We don't have them down here either. We had an awfully good crop, but they've been able to get rid of the corn pretty well. We finished up our harvest yesterday. The fellow who does my harvesting for me had a good enough yield. He had to go to the elevator with the last five or six loads, and it was kind of a load at a time, but they're getting rid of it.
Now, will that bode well for the corn market here down the road, especially if we have all these ethanol plants come online?
I would think it would. The thing that we got to be aware of now is that the corn market has gone up an awful lot in this last month, and we got a negative reaction to yesterday's report, which was neutral to positive, so that may be a sign the market's getting ready to take a little setback here or take a little rest. But there's a lot of time left, and we don't have those huge piles hanging over the market. So I think that the long-term outlook, at least, is still fairly positive.
Well, now the bean market too had went down as well yesterday, but that's been in a pretty good uptrend, trying to keep up with the corn, I think.
It really has. The bean market is looking at the possibility of reduced bean acres next year, not this year, but next year. And the thing we have to watch on that bean market is the basis. Sometimes when we get towards the latter half of the dead cat bounce, we see the basis start to widen out, and it has widened out just a little bit since last week. And that plus the negative response to a neutral to positive report, we may be seeing the soybean market putting in a short-term peak here. If not already, then maybe within the next few days.
Well, if somebody wants some information and wants to take a peek at the charts, how do they find you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and the charts are all on there and current.
All right, Roy, visit with you again next Friday.
Good enough.